Welcome, everybody. It is TC and Keeks, your guys from SFT. It is take 261. We are in the thick of it. It is Christmas season coming up. We are going to go over through our favorite trailer, our movie news, fave thing we watched. We are getting into our blind draft, starting with
Why do you say blind draft?
That's what it's called. It's a blind draft.
No, it's just a draft, right? I don't think it's a blind draft.
Well, it's blind because I don't know what you're going to pick. And then I have to pick because you may have stole my pick.
Wasn't that just a draft, though?
That's true.
Like the NFL draft. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, all right. Draft.
Who cares? I just think it's funny.
I don't know where I got the terminology blind draft from.
Well, it's because we used to do the blind draft where we'd give each other five different movies and you had to blind rank them. Maybe
that's where I just kept it on the notes.
I think so.
That's it. Okay. We'll bring that back after we're done with that. So on to our alphabet of movies, letter F draft. Let's go. And then Next Goal Wins review and Hunger Games, tight pod today. Keeks, we had a great Halo night. We played 25 games. We won 14, lost 11, but we had a 6-game win streak. So it was a lot of fun. It is the obligatory H night over things, over breaks that we always do.
What was it called? Husky Smat? What was it called?
Husky Raid. It's where it's like a tight corridor. It's capture the flag. It is a blast. It's madness.
Unbelievably fun.
You spawn with new weapons every time. It was fun. It was a really
unbelievably fun. Like I was just getting murked left and right, but I captured like 6 flags. So that's all I care about.
Yeah. Husky Raid was a good time. So, yeah. How was the break?
Break has been, eventful. We basically for Till Death Do Us Part, we knew that we were reshooting another scene and we had to do some recasting. And we started doing this late October, late October. We knew we were going to do it. And then late October to early November, we're like, okay, we got to plan it. And we're like, okay, looking at our schedule realistically, Wednesday, November 22nd is the only time we can do it. Everyone that we reached out to was able to do it the 22nd. We filmed the 22nd. Great day. It was like 50 degrees, really nice day. Sure enough, very next day it snows. And that's all the outdoor stuff that we got to do. So we filmed it right on time.
But
just a very fortunate chain of events led us to being able to get this pulled off.
Yeah. No, that's nice. It was really nice on Wednesday. That was like a really pretty day. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Day was like gloomy. Mm-hmm. And then Friday is when it dumped of snow.
Yep. I also played some basketball with some of my movie buddies.
Hey.
The Till Death buddies. And I did okay. I had a game winning 3 and I called it too. Man, I'm not gonna lie. When I shot it, I'm not like a great 3-point shooter. I'll take like 4 during our like all the games that we play, and I'll go like 1 or 2 for 4. I'll generally at least make one of them. But it came off and I was like, and I just whispered, I was like, game.
Yep. Not a better feeling when you call a game and it goes in.
Mm-hmm. And like I told one of my buddies, and the guy who was guarding me was like, yeah, I definitely didn't hear him call game.
5 versus 5.
Yep. 5v5. Okay. About 13 people there.
Guess how long it's been since I've played pickup basketball.
Just 4 years.
Yeah. About 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably 5 years. 2018, I think, was the last time I actually played pickup basketball. I have no desire. I really have no desire. Mm-mm. And I mean it when I say that. Like, people are like, dude, you're a basketball trainer. It's like, I'd rather golf. I would rather golf. And also, like, I do not want to get injured. And like, also, it's just like, I don't know. I just really don't have any desire. I bet I'll come around, but.
My favorite thing is if you were to go ask LeBron James, hey, when you play basketball for a living, do you ever play pickup? Probably not during the season, maybe during the off season, but probably not.
Off season, he's totally playing pickup, you know, getting in some reps with his guys.
Sure.
But, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
What hit the ground?
What about you? How's the break? What'd you do?
Break was good. We did some buttermilk pie for Thanksgiving at my family's. Very good recipe. I like it a lot. I'm more of a chocolate guy. So when there's a dessert that isn't involving chocolate, oof, that speaks volumes. And we ran our 10K on Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, we did it. And let me tell you, it was packed. It was just, I'm surprised people did not get tripped or there weren't any injuries. So we ran it at Thanksgiving Point there in Lehigh. And isn't that a good play on words? Thanksgiving Point, Thanksgiving Run.
Wow. And oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
It was at the golf course. It goes by the Jordan River Trail. And it was a good like little run. It was different like levels. Sometimes it was uphill, sometimes downhill, flat. But man, like I said, it was packed. There was a half marathon, there was a 10K and a 5K. And the 10K started like 15 to 20 minutes before the 5K. And so on like a turn, you meet up with all the 5K runners and it just got super bottleneck and way packed. So other than that, it was good. I finished under an hour. That's what I wanted to do.
Whose idea was it to do the 10K?
This is actually my idea because Kennedy and I finished our half marathon for the Halloween weekend, the haunted half at Provo Canyon. And I was like, you know what? Like, we're somewhat in running shape. I really wasn't because I ran like one other time before this. And I was like, it's only 6.2 miles. It was hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Let's just finish out the season strong with some running. And I like looking forward to something to do, like kind of like a goal to push me a little bit and stay in shape. So we did that and wasn't too bad. But the worst part is, as I mentioned last week, I went to go get an apple fritter because I was like, that sounds really good. A donut from Macy's. Packed, not packed, sold out. Nothing, no donuts. Thanksgiving morning, people picked that over. So
let's see if I could guess. Wait, were there any donuts left over?
There were.
Okay. The plain ones with like the sprinkling on, with like the like powdered like cinnamon sugar on them.
Yep.
Okay.
And it was like the cakey donuts with maple. I love maple bars and maple donuts, but it was like the cakey with the maple, and I was like, nah.
Bad.
So it was the least desired donuts that were left over. So I settled with a blueberry muffin, which was a bummer, but got chocolate.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I do kind of like is at Maverick, they have lemon poppy seed muffins.
Oh, good. Those rip.
Good. Very good.
So yeah, it was a good break. Loved it. And then had a Halo night, like we mentioned, and saw some movies. So I'll talk about some of the movies we watched.
Sure did.
For first time watch or fave things we watched. Moving on, favorite trailer / movie news. I would say the biggest movie news is Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor in Superman Legacy.
Okay, we should also add Skylar Gisondo will be playing Jimmy Olsen. So the reporter who's friends with Lois.
Oh,
who's
Skylar? What's their name?
His last name is Gisondo. He's in Licorice Pizza. You recognize him if you've seen things. Yeah.
He's in Booksmart, and he's also he's Spencer, or not Spencer, Sean in Psych. He's like the younger kid for Psych.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Nicholas Holt, though. What do you think?
Very sweet. I like Nicholas Holt a lot. I can't really think of a lot of things he's been in that I've disliked. I think he's a good actor, and I think he can play. He hasn't really played a villain, I don't think, in a lot of movies. So
I mean, The Menu.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've heard in The Great, he's kind of a villainy type character.
But I'm hyped. I think that's a really good casting choice. I like it.
Yeah, and especially because he didn't get Superman or Batman. This Lex is going to have a lot of resentment. Because that's like a big, you know, big aspect of Lex Luthor is he's like, I should have the power that Superman has. You know what I mean? There's like that, like Superman doesn't deserve it. So I think he's going to bring a lot of that, that chip on his shoulder stuff to the Lex Luthor character. They also cast the lady who's going to play his secretary, which is, I don't remember the name. And they've already kind of cast together like little aspects of the characters. It looks like there's going to be a lot of superhero characters. We're getting like a Green Lantern. I think Hal Jordan, Nathan Fillion's going to play him. We've got a few other people in there that we've gotten cast. So it's exciting, man. I don't know. It's hard to look at the cast right now and be like, bad. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's going to be a good movie.
Is this the most hyped superhero movie coming out in the next little bit?
I think the Batman 2 is more. I'm way more excited for the Batman 2.
With what Matt Reeves did for the first one,
yeah,
and how Robert Pattinson did, I would say the Batman 2 is my most hyped.
Uh-huh. I'm like,
Superman Legacy might be behind it, because I'm so curious what James Gunn does with it.
I just gotta see a first look at the movie, because we already know what the Batman 2 can look like from the Batman. It's like, yeah, I'm in. They don't even have to show me a trailer. They just have to be like, hey, Batman 2 is coming out October. Dude, could you imagine like an October 28th or something? Ooh. Like that, like Halloween season. It's yes. A terrible season to release a movie like that. You'd got to do it November or something. I actually don't know when it's supposed to come out, but
early October. I would love early October, the Batman.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine? Oh, get me the Batman calzone back at Little Caesar's Pizza.
Please.
we're cooking. I don't need a trailer. I'll go see it opening day.
Oh my gosh. That's all you can ask for.
Mm-hmm. Truly is.
Oh, other thing is MoviePass finally updated their app. It is gorgeous. You can finally see what you've previously seen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you couldn't. And now you can buy your tickets online instead of going to the theater, which is huge.
Here's my beef with that. We already could from where we live, because we live so close to a movie theater that we were already using it online to buy stuff. And it was 4 less credits to do so. So now they've jacked it up to be able to buy online whenever you want. But we were already doing that. So it's kind of a little bit of a bummer.
So you would check in because you're like 2 miles away, right?
Yeah, we're not even 2 miles, I don't think.
See, from my perspective, I love it because now I can do it at home and just, and actually for Hunger Games, I used my movie pass and it wasn't showing up at the Megaplex. So I did the missing movie and got to see it for like 25 credits. I was like, perfect. So movie pass, if you guys are on the fence, now is the time to get it, because it is really beefed up its updates and it's definitely working even better than beforehand.
So I also agree with that one. You got to get movie pass. It's great. It's great. Absolutely get MoviePass. Now, here's another piece of movie rumors that I've heard that I'd be curious to see what your opinion is about it. The rumor is the Silver Surfer will be portrayed by a woman. But do you know who? Have you heard who?
I haven't heard who. Do you know who?
Anya Taylor-Joy is rumored to be the Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four movie.
Wow.
I don't know. I know that there are, like, because Silver Surfer is a herald, one of Galactus's heralds. And I know that there are a few other heralds, and one of them is a lady. But Anya Taylor-Joy, man. Like, she's if good. They're like Silver Surfer, generally a dude, you know, Lawrence Fishburne was him in Rise of the Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four, terrible movie too. But
not good. Yeah.
Hey, if it's Anya Taylor-Joy, you got to at least like have a sit down meeting. Be like,
well, and the other thing is like, we've already seen Silver Surfer as a dude. Like, we've already seen that adaptation. So, and if it's Anya, like you said, if it's Anya Taylor-Joy, if it's a good actor, then I'm in. So, hey, if it's done well, great. And I'm not like a diehard Fantastic Four Silver Surfer guy. You know what I mean? So, I think it's sweet. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. I was curious because I know a lot of people were like feeling a little weird. And when I first heard it, I'm like, that sounds weird, but maybe they're kind of combining characters. I don't know why they do that. But when I heard Anya Taylor-Joy, maybe. Yeah. Okay. I'm down with it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Moving on to Faith Thing We Watched.
Mm-mm. Faith Thing We Watched, dude. I'm going to be super honest with you. I haven't watched a lot this week.
You've been busy.
I guess, but I mean, we've watched, we finished Love Island Games and we watched Love Island Australia. I did tell Becky, I'm like, look, I love watching this, but I'm really feeling a kick to watch more movies. And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to make it work more. I generally like feel like some days I'll watch like 5 movies in a day, and then some like I won't watch any for a few days. So it's kind of a weird system I have.
Yeah. No, I actually did pretty well this break of watching movies, because there's movies that I wanted to watch. But let me put a pin in that real quick. Your Love Island spill when you came over for the Halo night. That was great. So I want to start watching Love Island again. We started with season 2. We got like 3 to 4 episodes in. I liked it, and we kind of stopped watching it. Mm-hmm. But season 3.
Yep.
Okay. Gotta start. We're gonna rewatch it, and we're gonna start with season 3 now, and then we'll come back and finish season 2.
Yep. Season 3 is UK. The best one.
Okay. Down.
In our
onto
opinion.
It. Mm-hmm. Okay, my fave thing that I watched was finally watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, a true Thanksgiving movie starring John Candy, Steve Martin. I talked about this last week. Directed by John Hughes. Very funny, very good. I loved it. Check it out. Even right now, it's fine to watch it right now, even though it's post-Thanksgiving. And then Kennedy wanted to watch What's Up, Doc? Didn't know anything about this movie. Came out in the early 70s. Oh my gosh. This is clever, snappy. It's a screwball comedy, slapstick comedy. Very funny story. Engaging dialogue. I loved it. I'm going to give it an A+ sweet. I had so much fun with this.
Sheesh. Yeah. You have watched some like really, you're pushing me to get like into my zone a little bit more and dig a little bit deeper with some movies.
It's been really, it's just so fun to watch like movies made in the 70s, 80s. And sometimes you get to see like, there's a little bit more creativity at times, a little bit more care. Not that that's not happening now, but you know, we get bombarded with a lot of CGI, a lot of visual effects and, you know, different things. So it's nice to watch kind of some older movies and be reminded like, oh, this is kind of what it was like. This is kind of what started it. So What's Up, Doc has that type of energy to a T, and I loved it. So Barbara Streisand's in it, and it's great. I loved it.
That's who it was, Barbara Streisand. I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't think of who it was. Yeah, yeah. Barbara Streisand. Okay, she's, Peter Bogdanovich.
Yeah. If you need like a comedy movie that you're like looking forward to, like looking to watch, What's Up, Doc is right up the alley.
When did it come out? Or sorry, where did you watch it?
HBO Max.
Mm. Have you noticed that HBO Max's like movie catalog has been like really weak lately?
Totally. Okay. I feel like Netflix has been pretty decent. Like I looked at Netflix's recently. I was like, wow, they have this, they have that. They have Spider-Verse, the new Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
They have some good movies on there. So Netflix has a great catalog right now.
I know.
Which is not normal for Netflix, I feel like.
You know, I've said once, I'll say it before, David Zaslav, what are you doing? Did you take over Warner Brothers just so you could punt it into the toilet and continue doing cheap, crappy reality TV? Come on, man. Come on. You got Turner Classic Movies. Yeah. You got HBO. Yeah. Weak.
HBO Max used to have a great movie catalog. I'm sure I'm sure there still is good movies in there. I need to go scan it, but yeah, Netflix right now is really good. So,
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, come hire me to be a producer on the Batman 2, David Zaslav. I won't be a yes man. I will tell you what I'll tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
I love it.
Everyone needs a Keeks.
Dude. They do.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I could say that I watched more things. Oh, what?
No, it's time. Let's bring in the draft.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm kind of nervous for this one. I know that, like, I've probably overlooked one or two and whatever.
Let's go. I'm 3-0. Keeks, is this the draft that Keeks finally gets a win?
Maybe. I hope so. You're 3-0. Yeah, I've gotten second place literally every draft. I've never finished worse than second place, though.
But you also get last when you are second place and it's just me and you. So
it's just second place though.
But second place when we've had guests on, that's not bad.
Yeah. 2 out of 4.
That's great. Yeah.
I'm trying to, and also when I know that some guests, I won't say who it is, cook the numbers. That's what happens. You know what I mean? I have cooked my own numbers as well though, so I'm not even gonna sit here and the thing is I cook my numbers when I know I'm losing. So what I was losing by like 12 already. So congratulations, TC. You won the E-draft. What do you attribute to being your success in winning that E-draft?
I think it's Elf. That was totally my winner.
You think so?
Yeah. And you say it's Everything Everywhere. I think Elf and Everything Everywhere All at Once, those two were the winners. But Elf, for sure. Everyone loves Elf. I think it's, like I said, the best top 3 Christmas movie.
I almost think sometimes I just shouldn't pick a horror movie. Like, I feel like I pick too many things that I like, and I realize, like, no one, like I love horror, but not a lot of people like horror. I don't know, but I'm also not going to pander. So we're going to see how today goes.
And that's the thing with what I told you this. I may have mentioned this, but I like to go hybrid. Like, I like to go what I like and also what the suites are going to vote. And I've picked movies that I've seen. I try not to pick movies that I haven't seen. Because
yeah. Oh, that's same. You
know, yeah.
Same.
Okay.
So with that being said, I'm going with my guns on this one. I fought back and forth to take this number one draft pick. And I think it's the right move for me. And I think it's the right move for my draft. And that is Fantastic Mr. Fox is the first pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not think you were going to pick that first.
Yeah. Did you think I was going to pick what you're going to pick next?
I'm just, wow, I didn't know you had that much love for Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I'm going like, I think it's a good movie, but of the F movies, like the movies that I would want to pick, no, like they're yeah. lower on the list because I know I can get them later.
Okay. My first pick might be shocking to you, but I really liked this and I'm going with Fargo.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You might have just handed me the draft on that one.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Fight Club is my number two.
You can take Fight Club. I recently watched Fight Club, and I think it hasn't aged as well for me as I
it hasn't, but for me, it's like if we're going for like the best draft, like that and Fantastic Mr. Fox were tied for the number one choices.
Okay. You might win, but I have Finding Nemo coming in number two.
Okay. So
Pixar classic.
Pixar classic. Good movie. I'm going to take this one. I don't think that you think I'm going to take this one, but I feel good about it. And I love this movie. And it's like revitalized an entire franchise. And that is Fast Five.
Dang it. That was definitely one of mine.
Yep.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Dang, I didn't think you're going to take that so early.
Yep.
For my third pick, I'm going to take another car movie that I think is fantastic. James Mangold's best, Ford versus Ferrari.
I can't believe you're giving me this one. I can't believe I'm going to get my top four picks.
I'm ready.
And that is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's a solid one.
Wow. I really hope you aren't just like throwing this for me so that I could get a good pick. But yeah, okay. Okay, wow.
Okay.
I'm feeling very nice.
You should feel good. You got some good picks.
Mm-hmm.
You might wash me on this because Fight Club and Fantastic Mr. Fox are a lot of people's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For my fourth. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we're gonna do this one. Footloose for my four. Your face.
Heck yeah, dude. Oh, man.
Geeks, you are so cocky right now. I hope I win. You are being so confident in yourself.
I'm really kind of shocked. Like, I just don't, I don't know. Like, if I'm looking at a list of five movies.
I'm going to talk so much crap if I beat you, dude. Your face and your confidence right now and swagger is through the roof. So if you lose, I cannot wait to rub it in.
I mean, if I lose at this point, I'm going to lose every single draft because I just clearly I don't know what people like. Like my draft, I feel like has a little bit of everything forever. And Ferris Bueller Day Off, that movie rocks.
Yeah, that's a great one.
So I always have one Zach. Do you know what I mean? I always have one movie that everyone's like, your draft was perfect, and then you picked Big Fat Liar for the number five.
Yeah, that Big Fat Liar pick. Stay in your lane.
Oh. This is so hard. Because at the same time, it's like, yeah, if I pick this one, it's a movie that I like, but this other movie is one that I loved growing up. Okay, I'm going to keep in the TC or in the Keeks zone, even if it ruins my draft. I love this movie.
Well, you have four really good movies.
I know, but still, and I'm going to take Freaky Friday.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I had that as one of mine.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep.
Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, Freaky Friday, 2004 maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. Maybe it just absolutely backfires on me, but I love that movie.
Okay. I'm going with I'm debating between these two, but I'm just, I would rather watch this movie than the other movie, and call me just absolutely outlandish for that, but I'm going to go with Face Off for my fifth.
Was it between that and Forrest Gump?
Yep. How'd you know?
Because mine was between Freaky Friday or Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm like look, like Forrest Gump, good movie. People like it, but like, I don't know. I would much rather throw on Freaky Friday than Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I'd rather watch Face Off with a bunch of buddies than Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Face Off. Really good choice. Really, really good choice.
Okay. Interesting draft, dude. This is
this feels really close.
So this is what I really wanted to do. Is I was gonna go with Fargo. Excuse me. I was gonna go with you. I thought you were gonna pick Fight Club, and then I was gonna go with Fargo. Then I thought you were gonna draft Finding Nemo. Then I was gonna go with Fantastic Mr. Fox. Then I was gonna get Ford versus Ferrari for my third, and I was gonna get Fast Five for my four. So those were the four I was really hoping to get. And then the fifth was whatever.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I literally got my first four picks. Fantastic Mr. Fox, Fight Club, Fast Five, Ferris Bueller. And then literally Fargo, Finding Nemo. I had those low because it's like, Fargo's a great movie. But, you know, what's so funny is I was in line at our little church. They had like a little meal thing after. And I was talking with Becky and my mom about the F draft. And I was talking about Fantastic Mr. Fox or Fight Club. And a lady in front of us overheard, and she's like, well, I don't really know what Fight Club is, but I've heard of Fantastic Mr. Fox. And I was like, okay, there you go. That's going to be my first.
Well, I feel like Fantastic Mr. Fox probably did win you this draft because there are so many homers for Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I know.
Like, there are so many people that love that movie, and that is like their favorite movie, which I like. I love Fantastic Mr. Fox. That'll probably make my favorite first time watch the end of this year. But I didn't watch it when it came out. Like, I feel like it was very pivotal for people in high school and junior high when it came out. And I watched it as like a 30-year-old. So,
absolutely,
dude, good draft. That was a good draft.
I feel good about this one.
I will say this. I will be shocked if I beat you, because looking at your movies compared to mine, I do think you have a better draft.
I think so. I think like Face Off is fun.
I can confidently say this time you actually have a better draft than me.
I think so too. So the fact that like Fargo, or the fact that I got both of the like top picks from the suites, makes me feel like pretty good about it.
Okay. Let's read off the suites.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go through our draft picks again. So
I think going forward, we want to have them be one of the drafters, right? We've talked about it.
Oh, what do you mean?
So
by
we
that?
Just take like whatever their choices are, and like once we go, we just pick like the one that's most popular that they have picked.
Yeah. Okay. So Landon Kirk said Fight Club. Ian K. Scott said 50 Shades of Grey, and he said, "Jace, kidding." Fargo. Connor Rush and Fellowship. Sorry, guys. It is Lord of the Rings. So Fellowship is out. That would have been my first pick.
Yeah.
Springer said, I think Fox got to be number one. Brooks Dahmer said, Fight Club. Your mom, Lazy Cook, said Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Marco Pete said, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Marco Pete 5 also said Fargo. Barbarica said, Fellowship of the Ring. Kennelly said, Finding Nemo, The Fly, Freaky Friday. Wow, that is a trio of movies right there.
Yeah.
Does the Fellowship of the Ring count? No, it does not. Matt Crabb said, Ford versus Ferrari. Fight Club from Reich. Atherly, Ghostwood Company said Forrest Gump. Where's Kayleen? Said Face Off. And then Footloose. Where's Kayleen? Give me a vote. And then she also said Funny Games and Final Destination if you're feeling unhinged.
I know. So Funny Games, I thought I really wanted to get Full Metal Jacket. Full Metal Jacket is probably my favorite new first watch that I've seen all year. But like, I don't think a lot of people have seen it.
Would you have drafted that over Freaky Friday?
No, also because it's new. It's still new. Like, all these movies are like, wow. Like, I've watched them all growing up. Like, all these movies, except for, like, Fantastic Mr. Fox, I've seen multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay.
Good draft.
Yeah.
Solid. Should I post it? We'll post it after this pod.
Yeah. You want to post it?
Yeah, I'll post it after this pod.
Okay.
After we're done recording. But I got it.
I'm stoked. Yeah. I always love sending it to the Fun Movie Club group chat with Tim and Spencer and Nick and seeing which one they all like.
I don't think I've gotten one vote from Spencer. So Sprank Derv,
No, he voted yours like twice, I think. Like your first draft when we did with A's, he did.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see who wins. I bet you, you beat me by at least 10 votes. That's my prediction.
Okay. Yeah, I think, man, I was like really shocked when you said Fargo first.
I liked Fargo a lot. Like, I think Fargo is a really good movie.
It is. No, it's great.
It's Coen Brothers. I would rather watch Fargo over Fight Club now. Like, I used to be a Fight Club homer, but yeah, rewatching it earlier this year or last year, I was just like, doesn't move the needle as it did.
Not including of the David Fincher movies, I think it's maybe my least favorite.
I would rather watch Zodiac, Gone Girl,
Social Network, Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Would you rather watch The Killer over it or Fight Club?
I still think I'd go with Fight Club.
Okay, me too.
Over The Killer. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. On to switching pivots here, change it up. We double are feature. Talking Next Goal Wins for their first double feature directed by Taika Waititi.
And
tells the story of the American Samoa team, soccer team, losing 32-0 in the World Cup. And then they get a new coach, and it talks about the struggles, the victories, and all the changes, and just a heartfelt story. Keeks, what'd you think about Next Goal Wins?
It's a mess. It's a mess. I was sitting there, and there were
like a filmmaking standpoint, I was like,
why?
God, this movie is not very good. It changed. And like, I noticed that like a lot of people were really enjoying the movie and they were really having a good time with it. And so for me, I'm like, all right, well, if these people are really liking it, then I don't know, maybe I'm missing something, but it's not good. But I think general audiences are really, really liking it. Could you not hear me?
No, I can hear you. Is your audio coming through the computer speakers? Computer mic.
What the heck? Wait, this is so weird. I think it's been going in and out that like it looks like my hold on.
Okay, while you're fixing that, yeah, this is a light watch. It's breezy. I'm not gonna lie, it was nice that I could fall asleep. I fell asleep like twice during the movie, and I woke up and I was like, I didn't miss much. Like, as weird as it sounds, it was really nice to kind of watch a movie where I didn't have to be so dialed in, so glued in, and so invested, where I can just kind of doze off if I wanted to and wake up and be like, okay, let's hear some lighthearted jokes and some, you know, cute quips, which definitely is what you get with this movie. Is it groundbreaking? No, it's not. A lot of what you see in the trailer is what you get, and which is unfortunate. I feel like this movie for Taika is one of those examples where you're in school and you're like, this is due at midnight. Okay, let me just slop something together. I'll probably get a C on the assignment, and let's go ahead and submit it. And this is exactly what this movie felt like. It felt
wow.
Spitting. Did I nail that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just kind of from watching it. It just really did feel like one of those moments where you're like, yeah, I'm just going to turn this in. I know I'm probably going to get a C- on it, but it's passing. And that's what I feel like this movie is. It just kind of passes and it kind of gets by, and it's just not true Taika Waititi that we've seen. So I feel like his last two entries with this and Thor Love and Thunder, I feel like I'm on a little bit of the minority where I stomached Thor Love and Thunder.
You but, really yes, liked it, Thor Love and Thunder. I like how you've kind of played it down a little bit.
Yeah, I've played it down.
Like a B+.
I did. I need to rewatch it. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, it's just not as good as Jojo Rabbit, Hunt for the Will of the People, Boy, and What We Do in the Shadows. So, and I just feel like Michael Fassbender, man, he was snorefest. That was not a good casting. He
terrible.
He did bad. Kennedy brought something up that I thought was pretty interesting. If you swapped Will Arnett and Michael Fassbender.
Oh, interesting.
That would have been a much better casting. Imagine Will Arnett that would have been a blast. So I agree with that. But yeah, next goal wins. It's fine. It's just, it's funny. It was heartfelt, but it was kind of boring too sometimes.
The stuff between the coach and Jaya is very emotional, and that's where I felt the best about the movie. But yeah, then there's aspects of Jaya's story where it's like, okay, this is like a Frankenstein story. Like, there was something else here that they decided to remove altogether, and I don't know what that was, but like, yeah, the aspect with the hormones and then her being like, I'm off the hormones and I don't feel like myself. It's like, I feel like the real thing that would have happened is they would have gotten a random drug test and she would have had to, like, you know, pee and peed hot for hormones and wouldn't have been able to play. Like, that feels like what it would have actually happened if you're going to incorporate the hormone story into it.
Yeah.
But it was just more of like a, you know, she wasn't feeling herself. And I get that, like, that still works, but I think that that doesn't feel very realistic, maybe. I don't know if that's the best way to put it. But just like you said, where, like, you know, C's get degrees, that's what I've got this movie at. And it is at a C. But it is sweet. I know a lot of people have really liked it.
Yeah, I'm at a C+ sweet. Like, again, I loved the last 20 minutes of the movie. I thought that was very sweet and funny. Like, I loved when when the player was telling the story to his dad that passed out of heat stroke. And in the background, you have somebody that just got stabbed.
That was the thing, though. Like, that was so, like, it was such a weird way to, like, tell the rest of the movie. Like, I don't know why it was done like that.
I didn't mind it. I really didn't, because, I don't know, that was just kind of the tone of the movie. It was just silly. It's just one of those underdog stories that is just, you know, heartfelt, but nothing that is, like, groundbreaking where it's like, oh my gosh, you have to see this. It's like the movie Miracle, which is not.
I think another thing that was really weird for me in the movie was, like, I couldn't discern when it was taking place. And it's not like Napoleon Dynamite where it doesn't really matter, but they keep making, like, Matrix jokes, which, okay, that works. But then his phone is really old. So it's like, was his cell phone from the United States? He didn't get it from Samoa. And, you know, there's, like, these little things that it's like, when is this supposed to be? Like, what is going on with this?
Yeah. And another aspect, too, that I was like, we could have done better is the training and the coaching style. Because I just felt like he came in there and he was just like, all right, let's do this. And it just didn't feel like he controlled the team. And because he was respected and he was a well-known coach, but also was really fiery and feisty. So I don't know. I just feel like some of the coaching and training montages were really weak sauce.
Absolutely.
But I did love who's on the plane TV segment, that letterbox review of, like, I could watch Who's on the Plane for hours. That was a funny review.
Yeah. Who's on the Plane was funny. I just, man, I don't know. Weird watch, but it seems like there were people, like, cheering and clapping and laughing through a whole
really
movie. So worked for my audience, dude. I was in a packed theater.
Where'd you go see it? Megaplex?
Yeah, Megaplex, just in Geneva, packed theater.
What time did you go see it? Did you see it last night?
Yeah, I saw it Saturday? 7.
Oh my gosh, we were there at the same time. we were in Hunger Games at 6:40.
Oh, got it. I was like, shut up. You did not go see Next Goal Wins with us.
I'm just gonna go see it twice.
Got it. Okay.
I will say, like, it's a perfect streaming movie if you want to go see it in movies. $5 Tuesday, worth your time. But it's so funny to see people on Letterboxd and, like, other, like, reviews about people coming for Taika. It's like, come on. Like, the last two movies, especially this, it's like, his humor has always remained the same. Very dry, very witty, very silly, what you get in Next Goal Wins. But again, this is not directed to the care and craft like his other really good movies and written too. Not.
Also, dude, I don't know if you noticed, looked like garbage, man. I don't know who the cinematographer was. It looked terrible. And then I looked up who the DP was for Jojo Rabbit. And they're doing Francis Ford Coppola's new movie. And they also did a couple other, like, really good looking movies. And I'm like, that makes sense. Cause Next Goal Wins just looks really bad.
Look kind of grainy.
Our projector was also, like, malfunctioning. Like, it was like strobing kind of throughout the movie. So that was really distracting, but it wasn't distracting enough. Like the framing and the shot composition wasn't very good either. I liked the occasional shot with the, with the sliding glass windows where the reflections of the faces were in the same spot. But it also feels like Baby's first composition of like, they're the same, but not the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So C plus sweet from me and C sweet from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Okay. On to the next.
You want to talk about, man, we're going to talk about a freaking wild movie. And we're talking about The Hunger Games. What is it? The Hunger Games. A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Directed by Francis Lawrence. I forgot who wrote it, but it's starring Rachel Zegler, Tom Blythe, Hunter Schafer, Peter Dinklage, Viola Davis, Jason Schwartzman. And it tells about Coriolanus Snow, the big bad guy from the original Hunger Game books, and how he began his rise to become, I don't know, President Snow, I guess. And he's like kind of a high school graduate. He's getting ready to be the president, but they're like, hold on, you can't be the president unless you help someone win the Hunger Games. You guys are going to be mentors. So it's all these rich kids trying to integrate with the different like selectees from the districts and compete in the 10th annual Hunger Games. So I think it's 65 or 55 years before Katniss's, and it's a prequel. And it's really good until it's not, basically. I don't know what you think about it. What did you think?
I agree with a lot of what other people have been saying, and I agree with what you just said. It's really good until it isn't, which is such a bummer because, yeah, the first two acts, like the first two parts are pretty, it's pretty gritty. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And it is darker than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like there are some sequences where I'm like, man, this is pretty. Like if I had a kid that was 12 or 13 years old, I'd be like, we might have to have a talk before you go see this because it's pretty dark.
Yeah. And I love that. Like you can just get stabbed through the chest, but as long as there's no blood coming out, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, the first two acts are pretty good and engaging. I think this is a good looking movie. I think it looks pretty good. I think it's like well acted. As you were listing off the cast, it's a stacked cast. And I think Tom Blythe that plays Snow.
Yeah.
I think he does a good job. Like I actually liked him. I liked him as Snow. And I think Rachel Zegler to me is a future star. I liked her in this. I think her singing was terrific. And I would have liked to have more background about her from like District 12. All we know really is that she just has like an ex-boyfriend that cheated on her with the mayor's wife or mayor's daughter. So, and that she sings. I don't know. It just would have been nice to have more background about her. But yeah, should we talk about that third act? And again, I'd never read the book. I'm not a Hunger Games person. Like I've seen only two movies. I still haven't seen the other two, but this does pique my interest in watching the other ones.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the end, like the, you know, it gets to what you think is the end and you look at your watch and you're like, what? There's like 30 more minutes? What the heck? What are we going to do here? And the more that it dives into it is you're sitting there and this is what I thought. I'm like, okay, we're going to get some sort of like twist and turns, like something's going to happen is maybe like Lucy Gray was tricking Coriolanus the whole time. Like something's got to be going on, but then it's just, nope. It's just a detour for the whole movie. And then he ends up back at the Capitol. And yeah, I guess it's supposed to be something to show like it's his experience in the outside world, but it doesn't feel like it's anything that, I don't know, like life changing for him.
I would say the only time where we kind of get like some hint that he's going to turn bad, because obviously we all know that he is going to turn bad, but some hint is when he does kill one of the contestants in the arena when he's getting his friend out, and he's like, and they're like, how did it feel? Like, how was it? And he's like, felt powerful. And then that's really the only like indication that he's like, oh, okay, this guy is kind of messed up a little bit in the head and he's kind of gone through a lot. And so that was really the only like indication that he's not really as good as he portrays to be. So, but yeah, that third act, it felt rushed. It felt like a buzzer beater. It felt like, okay, we really got to make him be bad. And like, let's really pivot. So I don't know. Cause it's like, I thought he really loved Lucy Gray. Like I thought he did. And then like, he betrays his friend. He realizes he wants to be back in the Capitol. I don't know. It just felt rushed. It really did.
Yeah, I don't know. There truly was. It was just aspects of it where I'm sitting like, it's too straightforward. Like, if you're going to have something like that where it's like your character is going out to experience like the world they're not used to, I need a little bit more like good character back and forth dialogue, so, like, some like good philosophical stuff. Instead, you just get like Anakin and Padme on the field chatting level dialogue, which is not very good. But other than that, like, honestly, up to that point, it's like an A minus. Like, I had it like a B plus, A minus, and I'm like, okay, this is really cool. Like, I'm really enjoying what this is going to. Also, we talked about it. There is a casting choice in this that is pretty baffling. They cast a Down syndrome girl as one of the like contestants in the Hunger Games, and the whole time it feels like, I get where you guys are going with this, but I don't know if this is the right choice. But then it's like, well, you're gonna cast them as one of the mentors that's gonna help kill one of them too. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm really curious as to why that was the choice. Yeah. And I don't think it's bad or good. It was just really like, whoa.
Like, it was kind of jarring. It honestly made me a little uncomfortable because I was like, whoa. Like, I mean, I don't have any siblings or, you know, any children that are Down syndrome. So I don't know if people that watch this movie who have that connection are feeling like a little uncomfortable, or maybe they're feeling like, oh, wow, there's some inclusion. Mm-hmm. I really don't know and can't say for them, but I do know that the actress is like an advocate for Down syndrome. She's like an actress and a model. And she's like in ads and like Old Navy and whatnot. So I don't know. It just made me a little uncomfortable of like, and then the way she dies, I was like, oh my gosh.
She gets eaten alive by snakes.
Yeah.
Like, so the snakes crawl up her, and then they just like, her body just disappears devours. And then they move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't love it. I did not love that. Maybe like have her be like a sibling to Snow or something like that. Like, or lives with, mm-hmm. I don't know. But like, then again, like, I'm sure her family like were thrilled that she was going to be on a big screen on a big blockbuster release.
Yeah. It was just interesting. It was a very interesting of like, was that the best way to do it? I don't know, but yeah, it certainly worked.
It was baffling. Yeah.
It was effective. Yeah.
A little jarring. I think it made people feel unsteady. Like, we had people sitting next to us, like when she like walked out and she was like, is it over? And people were like, no. So, didn't love that casting choice, if I'm being real.
Can we talk about the three like incredible casting choices of having Peter Dinklage, Viola Davis, and Jason Schwartzman just hook on screen for like an hour?
Jason Schwartzman honestly should have had more screen time.
He's so good in it.
His comedic delivery was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. He was great as the broadcaster. And his like little side magic tricks and just his just little quips were really great. That elevated the movie for sure for me, because like I said, like, this movie's dark, it is violent, and so having like that comedic relief really alleviates some of that tension in the air.
And it's some dark humor too, so it does, you're kind of like laughing, you're like, oh, that was messed up, but like, oh, kind of funny, like, you know. And Viola Davis is just, she's just, her wardrobe was really cool, and like the character she is really interesting, of like the
pretty sinister,
like, yeah, the game development and stuff, and her lab was really cool. Like, a lot of the set pieces in this I thought were pretty well designed. Like, a lot of the production design was kind of cool.
That's another thing that the production design looks good, but like Peter Dinklage character, I would love to have more insight into him, because I didn't realize he felt so much guilt for, you know, being such a creator of the Hunger Games. Like, he was like, he resented Snow for his ideas, and he was like, now there's more blood on my hands. So I thought that was an interesting closing conversation. But it's kind of a bloated mess, but it's also like, it has some really high moments and interesting filmmaking that is like, oh, that was good. So for me, it does get a sour grade. I think it's B sour.
Okay. I have it a B sweet, because even then it's like, yeah, it's a little intense, but I don't know. I think a lot of it is got some interesting stuff. The end, though, is really what knocks it down. I don't remember. Did I have it at a B? Let me double check. I thought I had it at a B suite, but I thought it was a B minus. I didn't. I normally have it in my notes, but I didn't actually put the grade in my notes. So we're gonna find out right now. What did some of the suites have to say about it?
Okay, let me see. I got that pulled up.
I have it at a B minus suite. Okay, B minus suite is what I have it at.
So majority of people have it in between a sweet and sour. There are some people that have it as a sour. And then Ian K. Scott said 3.5 out of 5, 3.5 out of 5. Great performances, oddly felt rushed, even with a 2.5 hour runtime. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jacob underscore Bernard underscore 2007 said, I just really enjoyed this movie and I loved how dark it was and the cinematography was top tier. Cameroon underscore Olson said it was dark like the book. B plus, well done. Third act seemed rushed. Gia Red 2 says the tribute acting is the worst in the series. So there are your comments from the suites.
Yeah, I do. I like Rachel Zegler. I'm curious to see what else she does and also what else Tom does. I do think that her accent was weird, though. Like, it felt really inconsistent for Lucy Gray. But her singing was cool. I don't know. A lot of people didn't like all the singing, but I liked the songs.
I liked the singing. I thought she did great. Like, I love the singing. I agree. Sometimes the accent was like, oh, that sounds really heavy. And then sometimes it was like, oh, that sounds, you know, pretty fluid. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, that's Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Mm-hmm. So if you honestly have a, this is a hard one. What would you recommend people go see? Next Goal Wins or Hunger Games?
So I kind of wanted to, I'm glad you brought that up. So for me, like C plus sweet is C plus is kind of like that letter grade of like, this is what I thought about the film, like making the like, mm-hmm. like the film itself, like how like was written, directed, cinematography, like that whole thing. So it gets a C plus for me. But like Hunger Games, I think is a better looking movie, better mm-hmm. acted. And so that gets like a B for me. Besides like that third act, felt a rush. But yeah. like I would encourage people to go see Next Goal Wins. It's sweet. It gets that sweet stamp where I can encourage that to everybody. Hunger Games is a little sour for me because I think it is a little dark. It is a little violent. I don't think, you know, everybody will love it as much as, you know, like Next Goal Wins being a little bit more digestible.
Yeah. Gosh, I, as much as I think that Next Goal Wins was a mess, I actually do think people are going to enjoy it more. I do. Yeah. Like it was so funny. You know, the movie takes place in Samoa, American Samoa, and 15 minutes into the start of the movie, this like eight Polynesian people just all like stumbled in and like filled into the row behind us because they were so late for the movie. And I was like, wow, if that is not just the most perfect moment for this. Me and my dad talked about it afterwards. We were laughing so hard because yeah, it makes sense. The group of Polynesians show up super late for a movie representing them. Yep.
That is
so we even got there like 2 minutes late. Past like the we got there like 7:22 and I was like, dang it. We're just feeding into it. But we sat like in the front row off to the side, so we didn't have to obstruct anyone. It was great.
So occasionally I do like side seats for an easy exit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is funny. That's funny. I love it. Well, take 261. Letter F draft. Letter A B C D E F G G mm-hmm. next week. Got some good ones.
Oh yeah, I mean, you get first draft pick. I hope you don't pick the movie I would take, but you probably. I mean,
that's probably why the Goonies.
Oh, whoa, shoot. Oh, well, great. I've got one for either one.
Perfect. I can't wait to hear what you were thinking about.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. See, that's why I got to do research for these, because I just movies that I would pick go right over my head.
Okay. Well, just tell me, what would you pick?
Goodfellas. That was the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the first two Gs. Great 2G movies. Well, I think we kind of know our picks for next week.
I think so.
Yeah. Good too. Okay, well, there's a little sneak peek for what we might be drafting first next week. Anything else?
We are getting into Oscar season, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good stuff already coming out. A lot of good stuff coming out. Next week, we're talking about Silent Night, the new John Woo movie, and also Napoleon.
Yeah, gotta go catch those.
Yep.
Well, until then, everybody, stay sweet.
Sweet.